Well, 1785 was a whirl of musical activity for the 29-year-old Mozart, even by his standards. The success of his latest opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio, was increasing his fame, and he was much in demand by the Viennese public as a performer. He composed 15 piano concertos between 1782 and 86 and played them at popular subscription concerts. In the month that he wrote the Concerto No. 21 in C major, he was particularly busy with public and private concert engagements, as well as teaching, entertaining his father Leopold, who'd come to visit, and playing through quartets with Haydn that he dedicated to him. Well, the C major concerto, with its serene, central, slow movement, is perhaps Mozart's most famous. And according to our soloist tonight, Alice Sarraot, that's for a very good reason.
It is always such fun for me to have this chamber music-like dialogue with the orchestra on stage. And this is something I very much enjoy when I play with an orchestra, to have eye contact with the soloist, and that everybody, the conductor, the orchestra, and the soloist, that everything feels like one body. And that's very much possible, especially with Mozart and Beethoven. And like for me, the second movement is the most special, most beautiful part of it. And I'm very much looking forward now to the concert, actually, because the rehearsal was really nice, and we had this very special moments as well. And in the third movement, there are some very interesting rhythmical challenges. And generally, Mozart is for me very challenging, because it. In Mozart's music, you cannot lie at all. It makes you completely naked and fragile. And you can be also strong, of course, because this is also the beauty of a live concert, of course, because music makes, at least that's how I feel. It makes me the strongest, but also the most fragile at the same time. And in Mozart, you cannot hide anything. So it is always a little challenge for me.
Is this a concerto that you know well and play a lot?
I have played it a couple of times, but I've been always very careful with Mozart so far. I have so much respect for this composer, and it's not a concerto I've played 70 times, like the Tchaikovsky or the Greek concerto, for example.
Is it a work that tells us a lot about Mozart the performer, Mozart the pianist?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Structure-wise, he stays, and of course, in the form and the structure that was given at that time. But though he stays in the structure, you already can see how he tries to play with it, and he really actually makes the most possible to be as free as possible in it. But yes, of course, and especially in. And you can, and what I find so wonderful is that you can hear the performer Mozart, because there is this ongoing dialogue with the orchestra, and that's something performers really enjoy on stage, and that's, as I said, the beauty of a live concert. And definitely.
Tell me about the cadenzas you're going to be playing.
there are so many cadenzas that have been written for this concerto by different composers, and I'm at the moment in love with the Busoni cadenzas, so I picked the Busoni cadenzas. They're a little wicked, but still, I think, very appropriate to Mozart's style. And it's the Busoni cadenzas.
A little wickedness would probably go down well with Mozart.
Oh, yes, of course. He was very much wicked.
Alice Sarraot. And she was also telling me that she warms up before a concert, quite astonishingly, completing a Rubik's Cube every time. 50 seconds, she says, is her average time. And she finds it very good to actually get her fingers nimble and into the right frame of mind. She started playing the piano very, very young. Her mother is a pianist, and at the age of 3, she was taken along to a piano recital and apparently would not rest until she was allowed to play herself, and was never, ever needing to be encouraged to practice. It was a problem dragging her away from the piano, she said. I And here is Alice Sarah Ott with conductor June Merkel joining the BBC National Orchestra of Wales on stage here at Cheltenham Town Hall for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21.